If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 126 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC Mini. That music you just heard was from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast, but I gotta let you guys know, the most recent episode of the Nintendo Power Podcast is pretty good. They got some people from the Smash community giving some really good tips and pointers and stuff if you're wanting to improve your game. So I recommend checking it out. If you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can pick up something like Ready Player One or Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Really, really good books. audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in is from OP Seat. If you go to n64josh.com/OP Seat, it will take you directly to OP Seat, and that special link right there will save you $10 at checkout. I love this chair. These are like, I've sat in a handful of gaming chairs. This is my favorite one. I love it. I wouldn't promote it if I didn't love it. So keep that in mind. That's n64josh.com/OP Seat. Want to let you guys know, I was recently interviewed by the CEO of OP Seat, and it was really cool being on the other side of an interview, getting interviewed, because most of the time I do the interviewing. So we had a really, really good time, and he asked some really fun questions. So when that's live, I'll make sure you know about it. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be on Twitch. It's going to be everywhere. So I will make sure that you know. Lastly, I recently wrote The Gamer's Guide to Podcasting. If you want to start your own gaming podcast, but you don't know where to start, you don't know how to get it off the ground, you're wondering how to name things, how to grow it. Even if you currently have a podcast and it's stagnant and not growing, this book is for you. Okay? It's $7.99. You can pick up the ebook. You go to n64josh.com/podcastbook. There's also an audio version if you just want to be able to listen to it. All right, so go check that out. Here we go.
Hey, listen.
We do this show live, twitch.tv/n64josh, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I want to say what's up to everybody in chat. Plumber, Mr. Cool Red Luigi, Cayman 1200, Kirby Geek, Draco, Shadow Warrior. So many people, guys. So many people. Thank you for being here with me tonight. Nightcrawler, I see. Pudding, Super Nintendad, Ted, Benji. So many guys and gals tonight. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. I'm streaming every Monday through Friday. I mean, I pretty much stream every day, let's be honest. But my guaranteed stream times, 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Okay, 6 a.m. on Fridays, we're going to do first look. And this Friday, we're going to be looking at the Mega Man 11 demo, which is available now. So go check it out. All right, it's kind of fun. We'll talk about it a little bit more in just a bit. But let's get to what's coming soon. All right, Nintendo Download, the 6th of September, North America. Okay, Nintendo Switch Retail. We have SNK Heroines Tag Team Frenzy. It's coming out tomorrow, the 7th, $49.99. You've also got NBA 2K19, $59.99. Now, last year they had versions that cost up to $149.99, exclusive to GameStop. So, you know, there you go. That'll be rare someday. the rarest game that nobody wants. As far as the eShop goes, here we go. There's a handful of games. Okay. Here it is. Hyper Light Drifter Special Edition. I just checked this game out a little bit more, watched some videos on the eShop. Looks pretty cool. Kind of looks looks like kind of like modern day pixel art. Kind of like a Link to the Past. That's the vibe I was getting from it, but I'm not entirely sure. You know, that's just what, from watching the video, that's what I got from it. So look pretty cool. The video is awesome. I would at least check that out just if you're somewhat curious. Gone Home is available on the Switch, $14.99. Neo Geo Football Frenzy coming out. It's out, $7.99. Azure Reflections, $24.99. Broforce from Devolver Digital came out today, $14.99. Looks like a side scroller, kind of like throwback kind of to games like Metal Slug, things like that. It's kind of the vibe I was getting from it. Okay. Chicky Boxy Racers is out right now, $9.99. Dust and Elysian Tale is coming September 10th. $14.99. Full Blast comes out tomorrow, $5.99. Let's see here. Grandpa and the Zombies coming out the 12th, $8.99. Kentucky Robo Chicken, $2.49, out today. All right, don't miss it. Lifeless Planet Premier Edition, also out today, $19.99. Mummy Pinball coming out tomorrow for $1.99. Planet Alpha coming out, looks like it's been released, $19.99. And Time Carnage coming out the 12th, $12.99. As far as a few other Switch demos, you got Miles and Kilo now available to check out, which I have played, I enjoy, and I would recommend checking it out if you like side-scrolling platformers with a little bit of speed involved. So check that one out. And then Swim Out is another demo that is available right now. So there you go. There's your downloads through, I think we got up to like the 12th or something there, maybe the 14th. So let's get to the sales. All right. So on the eShop right now, I'm sure we have, 53 games on sale currently. All right. So, let's take a look here. The Warlock. And remember, these first, looks like just the first one here is a pre-purchase. So you save a little bit for pre-purchasing. The rest of them are all games that are currently out and on sale. All right. So the Warlock of Firetop Mountain Goblin Scourge Edition, that is a mouthful, is pre-purchase right now for $23.99. Siggy is $4.49. Lifeless Planet Premier Edition, $14.99. Shikando Soul Eater is $12.59. Soul Ribbon, Final Light the Prison, Void Space Racing is 50% off at $4.99. Epic Loon, Figment, Ink is one I haven't played but was very interested in. It's it looks like it's half price, $4.49 if you want to check that one out. Johnny Turbo's Arcade Super Burger Time is down to $7.19. Let's see here. Let's see. What else do we got? I'm going to guess on the name. I think it's Gotia, but I'm not sure if I said it correctly. It's down from $9.99 to $2.49. Okay. Sparkle Zero is $1.24. Where Are My Friends is $1.19, and it doesn't have a regular price, so I don't know if that's a deal or if that's normally priced. Gekido Kintaro's Revenge is $9.89. No Thing is $0.49. So I've seen a few people play that, and I think they liked it. I don't know a whole lot about it though, but it's, I mean, 50 cents if you want to check it out. Sparkle 3 Genesis is $0.99 from $4.99. These seem to be some of the deepest discounts we've seen yet. Like, they're really trying to move some of these games. Totes the Goat, $2.49. Twin Robots Ultimate Edition, $5.35. Zeo Drifter, $4.99. Oh, here we go. Frederick 2 Evil Strikes Back, $0.49. Oh, Sir, The Hollywood Roast, $2.39. Oh, Sir, the Insult Simulator, $1.59. Cubic, 99 cents. Like, there's a ton of games for, like, under a dollar. We're turning into the app store here at this point. Brawl, 99 cents, down from $9.99. Interesting. Oh, wow. I didn't realize... I guess I didn't pay attention that this was out. This is one of my favorite fighting games in the arcade. Neo Geo King of the Monsters is on sale for $4.79. So we might look at that in the morning because that's fun. Grand Prix Rockin' Racing, $5.99. Frederick, the Resurrection of Music, 59 cents. Mutant Muds Collection, $7.49. Human Fall Flat, $7.49. Plantera Deluxe, Vostok Inc. is $11.24. Nine Parchments, I believe, is 60% off right now. It's $7.99. And I saw Pudding post that in the Discord earlier today because I'm pretty sure that's a fairly popular title people have enjoyed playing. Crimson Land is down to $7.97. Unbox Newbie's Adventure is $10.19, down from $29.99. Battle Chef Brigade, down to $11.99. Cartoon Network, Battle Crashers, is $14.99, down from $39.99. Monster Jam Crush It, Super Ping Pong Trick Shot, Earth Atlantis is on sale. That's Hate Zero's favorite game. Neo Geo Burning Fight, which kind of looks like a Final Fight clone, is $4.79. Astro Bears Party is 99 cents. Tower of Babel, Neo Geo Art of Fighting, $4.79. Robonauts, 99 cents. Nero Voider, $9.79. Let's see. Neo Geo Puzzled is on sale. Neo Geo Super Psych. A lot of the Neo Geo titles, like a lot of them, are on sale right now. Samurai Showdown, Fatal Fury 2, Alpha Mission 2, Metal Slug, and King of Fighters 94. So if you're into some classic arcade games, Neo Geo's got a lot of them on sale right now. Like, quite a few. So, and some stellar titles. And I keep hearing good things about Astro Bear. So, you know, maybe a dollar well spent. All right. So, only 53 games on sale this time around. So we'll try to step up our game next time, Kirby. All right, guys, let's get to the news. All right, well, this is actually really sad news. We woke up this morning to find out that there had been an earthquake in Japan, and because of that, Nintendo postponed their Direct. It was a relatively serious earthquake, so our thoughts and prayers do go out to those affected by it. And we don't know when the Direct will happen. Rumors is that it will be next Thursday, but nothing has been confirmed yet by Nintendo. So, yeah, as we know more, you guys will know more, of course. Dead Cells. This is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. Dead Cells has sold on the Switch 4-1 compared to the PlayStation. 4-1. It seems that the Switch has just become like a haven for indie titles. And, you know, we recently reported that Blossom Tale did, like, I think it was something like 20 times more on the Switch versus the PlayStation. And now Dead Cells. And I mean, Dead Cells is great, and it's really a great game. Like, I think the huge draw, Steam, I'm sorry. It was not PlayStation. It was Steam. Thank you, Kirby. I think the draw is it's nice having these games on the go. Honestly, like, I really like the fact that, like, Dead Cells is that perfect game to play before you fall to sleep at night. Like, heading to bed, want to just chill out and do like a quick run or two? There you go. Dead Cells is your game. Another game that we talked about recently was that that Video Kid 80s edition. It's like $4.99. Another one. Just, you know, right before you go to bed, toss some videotapes in people's mailboxes. I mean, who doesn't want to do that, right? So, but I mean, it's great to see how well indie titles are doing. Now, there is another side to this story. I recently saw some tweets from a developer who said, you know, that things didn't go that well for them putting the game on the Switch. Part of it is they said they didn't get a lot of press from Nintendo, like no retweets of their game, anything like that. They said it could have been partially due to it being a port. They weren't really sure. At the end of the day, they did take responsibility and say, you know, had it been a better game, it probably would have done better. But so not everything is roses for all these developers. And because you were seeing so many titles hit this system, you know, they've got to take the right steps to make sure they get their game in front of the right people. And I just saw a tweet today. I didn't get a chance to, I think it was a full on article. I only saw the headline, but it said that the developers of Dead Cells opted out of paying a large streamer $30,000 an hour to play their game and instead gave the game to a whole bunch of smaller streamers. And that's how they promoted their game. And it worked. It worked. Much, much better investment. So if you make indie games, you're putting them out there, utilize influencers, utilize streamers, utilize YouTubers, utilize podcasters. Get your games in their hands and let us help you promote your content. Because for a lot of us, that's why we're here. That's why we're here, so we can be a resource. So awesome to see how well it sold. I reached out late on Dead Cells. It was after it came out and they were like, we can send you a Steam key, but we're out of Switch keys. Now, I don't know how you run out of digital keys. I don't know. It was a strange response. I think it was like, I can't go out on Friday. I'm washing my cat, you know, something like that. That's kind of how it felt, but I mean, that's fine. That's fine. I'm really happy for them that their game is doing so well, you know, and the same can be true for many others, but they have to do what they can to stand out. Like one that has to have the just killer gameplay that gets people, that gets buzz. Right. And then, two, utilize those influencers. So really, really happy for the Dead Cells, developer. Mega Man 11 demo is available right now. I played till I died. I made it to like a mid boss. And, I gotta say, for me, that game just feels right. I like it when I can go back to a series that I am familiar with and feel like this is the natural progression of this game. Sometimes that's not always the case. You know, when you think about, for me, when I think about like the new Super Mario Bros. Series, especially like on the Wii and the Wii U, I love the one on the Wii U. And I love the one on the Wii U. But graphically, I didn't love it. And I'm a huge fan of pixel art, right? As you guys probably guessed, being so into retro stuff. But the art style they chose for Mega Man, in my opinion, is a perfect progression of the series. It felt classic and modern all at once. And I really was digging it. Controls were super tight. Honestly, it's like, it's nice to have a Mega Man back in such great form. So I'm really excited. I watched some gameplay of this game at PAX. And was kind of stoked then. I didn't want to, the lines were too long to play it. So getting to try it already, tonight, I'm excited to jump back into that demo. And, October can't get here soon enough to be able to, jump into that one. And I don't know if they're still available, but there is an exclusive amiibo at GameStop for Mega Man 11. If you collect, so make sure you don't miss that pre-order if they're still available. I know they went quick the first time around, so you'll have to do some research there. But so far, what I've played of Mega Man 11, really enjoyed it. Can't wait to play the whole thing. Kind of makes me want to open up the collection. So we might dive into some of those games on stream here. Lastly, Yoshi's new game was leaked. The title was leaked by Nintendo on their website today. And the name of the game, unfortunately, isn't Flipping World. I'm sorry, Kirby. I know you were excited for Yoshi's Flipping World, but the name they went with, which suits it, is Yoshi's Crafted World. And so this name showed up on their website. It was then tweeted out by somebody, and a few people in the chat or in the thread said they were able to replicate what he did by refreshing and going to the bottom of the screen. So it's a pretty good indicator that, you know, Yoshi's Crafted World was going to be shown off on this upcoming Direct. Now, I'm going to give you guys a few predictions for this upcoming Direct. If you are in chat right now, I want to see some predictions from you guys, and I may pull a couple predictions from my Instagram because there was a lot of them. But some of the games I think we're going to see. Fingers crossed. I'm ready to see more about Bayonetta 3. I am, of course, ready to see more about Metroid Prime 4. We'd probably find out a little bit more about Smash, maybe that other mode. I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm fairly certain we're going to find out more about the online since it's coming out at some point this month. I'm fairly certain we're going to see the new Super Mario Bros. U. Hopefully they take the U out and just call it Deluxe, maybe. Hopefully it includes Luigi U. And that's two full games right there. And if you never played Super Luigi U, it's different than Super Mario U. Super Mario U is just a typical Mario game. Four players, like it is in the new series if you played it on Wii or whatever. Super Luigi U, you only have 99 seconds to complete each stage. So immediately the timer starts and it's a little more frantic, a little more hectic, but it's fun. It's very, very enjoyable. So I'm thinking those will be out. And I still think there's going to be extra added to that one. So fingers crossed. That's what I'm thinking will be released this holiday. That's my prediction there. I also think we are going to see DLC for Super Mario Odyssey. And I'm going to take it a step further. If you guys were in the Discord, you saw my prediction here. I think it's going to be, I don't know if I think it is, but I would love it to be the entire Mario 64 game done with Odyssey graphics and controls. Even if it was the 64, because, you know, I mean, spoilers, but you basically travel around on Peach's Castle in Odyssey. And so some of the assets are already there. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys say? Maybe some people want some new stuff. I wouldn't mind seeing a little love for Luigi, you know, give player two a little time to shine there. Let him move away from just handing out balloons. So Ted would like to see a Xenoblade X port. Yeah, bring it. Plumber says Bayo 3. I hope I got the first two. They're good. Day one purchase. Right on. Lumberjoke says hopefully a 2D Zelda. Yeah, we'll probably get a 2D Zelda. It'll be on 3DS because you got to remember this Direct has 3DS games also. Scott says they'll probably make a collection of the new Super Mario games. Yeah, like the new Super Mario All-Stars. I'd be down with that. I think that would be pretty killer. All right. So here's a couple from my Instagram here where I asked the question. This is from Evil Skeletor. It says my money is on either Banjo-Kazooie or Shantae. If it's Smash, if it's not Smash, I'm hoping for Pokemon 2019 news, a teaser of the new Zelda. If we're lucky, maybe something Mario related and also Super Mario Party. Okay. This is from Sean Bustler. says NSO, Luigi's Mansion, Mario Wii U for Switch. Let's see. This is Cleva the Great says Waluigi confirmed. So, you know, there you go. Sausage Nun says Gyromite 2. Does anybody want Gyromite 2? lastly here, we got Super Mosh 1990 says 6 minutes on the 3DS. Yoshi will show up in some form. Fire Emblem Three Houses, new Super Mario Bros. Port, a Square Enix surprise, a third-party surprise, new Pokemon Let's Go trailer, Geno or Isaac revealed for Smash Ultimate, and Luigi's Mansion Switch. So there you go. There's some of the there's a few of the answers from my Instagram. So hopefully next next Thursday we'll be talking about what was revealed. Don't forget, we also have the Game Awards coming in November, which I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the return of Bayonetta again, maybe. But maybe Nintendo like goes big at the Video Game Awards and we see Animal Crossing. I'm not sure they would go that route, because it seemed like they, like last year, they went with a more mature title, you know, an M-rated game. Maybe we see something like that again. The other thing we might see a little bit more of is the Travis Strikes Back, I believe is the name. So we might see a little bit more of that game as well, which I believe was pushed until January 2019. So there you go. Exciting times to be a Nintendo fan, and good stuff. Good stuff. So let's put a bow on this thing. Guys, if you want to follow me, it's at N64Josh. You want to follow this show, it's at NPowerCast. The show notes for this episode can be found at N64Josh.com/NPC. You can email the show, npc@n64josh.com. Remember to get your free book from Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/npc. There you can pick up Ready Player One. Another good one is Armada. Blood, Sweat, and Pixels is one of my favorites. That's audibletrial.com/npc. The chair I'm sitting in, guys, from OP Seat. Go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. Automatically save $10 at checkout. I do have a Patreon if you want to get yourself an extra podcast or two for just a dollar. Go to patreon.com/n64josh. We have a hoppin' Discord. Guys, so many great people talking so many different games. It's crazy. It's really hard to keep up with, but it's really great getting to chat with everybody, getting to game with everybody, whether it be Smash or Fortnite or Rocket League, Mario Tennis, Mario Kart, Splatoon. Great group of people. If you're looking for people to play games with and just talk video games with, come hang out. My favorite thing is when somebody jumps in and they're like, I don't have anybody to talk games with. And it's like, hey, now you do. Come hang out with us. If you're not into Discord, you don't want to download it, whatever, that's fine. And Facebook is your thing. Go to n64josh.com/Facebook group. That'll take you directly to the Facebook group. And, you can chat with other gamers there as well. And, I will try to do a better job of being on there, but man, there's so many places to be, but that's n64josh.com/Facebook group. If you have a second, you listen to this show on iTunes, if you could go in, take 1 minute, rate and review. Just write a quick review. Give it a star review. If you love this show, give us 5 stars. If you don't, email me. Let me know what you want me to fix, and I'll see what I can do. But yeah, the more 5-star reviews, the better. It helps get more eyes on the show. And I have to say thank you, guys. Thank you so much. The show has not left the top 200 in iTunes and Games and Hobbies in probably more than a month now. And that's all because of you guys listening week in and week out. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it so much. Last thing, if you do this thing for me, it'd be awesome, is share the show. You're in part of a Nintendo Facebook group. You know, maybe you really enjoyed the episode. Share it on Reddit, wherever you share your stuff. If you could share this, it'd be awesome. Thank you so much. We'll see you Tuesday.